Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hey everyone, it's Jen. This is Fat Mascara. You know what you clicked on. I'm not going to lie, it was a bit of a rough week. So we had a death in our family here and I had to travel for a funeral and I just got back. I had a guest reschedule, so I couldn't get the interview done. You don't want to hear this. You didn't come here for this. You came here for self-tanning. So let's get into that instead. I'm doing a replay. I just wanted to let you know why. We will have a new interview next week. But this interview, it's also going to cheer me up. This is a glowy interview with a wonderful person. We have Nicola Joss, who is the self-tanning expert. She's also a facialist and the creator of the Inner Facial. But I've been getting a lot of questions about self-tanner lately, which makes sense. People's legs and arms are coming out of winter hibernation, at least here in New York City. I know that's not the case where all of you live, but she is going to help you get the perfect self-tan. And if you're an A-lister and you're listening, I don't know, maybe you listen. At some point, you've probably seen Nicola. Over the years, she's worked with Anne Hathaway, Gwyneth Paltrow, Meghan Markle, Jennifer Lopez, Keira Knightley, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Jess and I grill her for her tips in this one. We had her take us through the key to a perfect head-to-toe self-tan, step-by-step. So you are welcome for that. And we also had a little fun and talked about her favorite skincare products and so much more. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Nicola Joss.
Nicola, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
You guys sound so peaceful.
You know, Nicola, I think this is what happens when I'm around her. And whenever I've gone into your facial room, my blood pressure drops.
Same.
I start like opening up about things and things just kind of, I don't know. I get into this kind of like chill mood.
I'm into it. Yeah.
Okay, Nicola. So you're primarily known for your famous facials. You are also one of the world's top self-tanners, and there really is such a thing. You help celebrities get tan for events. You did that amazing Saint-Tropez campaign with Kate Moss. Mm-hmm. If you guys don't know it, just stop, Google image Saint-Tropez, Kate Moss. You want that tan. Mm-hmm. You want that tan. How did you get started in the business? How did you become the person who does all that?
It rubs things on Kate Moss.
Yeah, right? I mean,
lucky me. I think, okay, so I'm from Scotland. Therefore, there's not a lot of sun exposure. And my family are historically probably Middle Mediterranean. So there is a little bit of color on our skin, mm-hmm. But no sun in Scotland. So I always used tanning products from being about the age of 15 because I didn't want to do tanning beds. I was very aware that I didn't want to go and
Good girl.
You're right. Mm-hmm. How clever was I at 15? And all my girlfriends were doing it. So I would go to the pharmacy counters and buy whatever was available. And there wasn't a lot available when I was 15, 16, 17. So, and my grandmother, funnily enough, my grandmother used to stain her legs with tea bags.
How did she do that?
You know, I think that's from the war, from the Second World War, when they couldn't have tights. They didn't have pantyhose. So they used to use old tea bags that went cold and they'd stain their legs. And it gave you that lovely kind of tan color.
Oh, wow.
So I don't know if... I don't have a memory of her telling me that, but I certainly have a memory of her sharing that memory with me. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of always been the advocate of tan skin. And also I have a family, we've always had a family home in Spain. So I adore that tan skin color. But again, I'm very aware of the sun. So it's from that age. And then Saint-Tropez, when they very first launched, a Californian brand to start with, were brought to the UK very quickly after it was created for salon use only. And I was working in a little hair beauty salon and immediately started using it. And I've kind of stuck with the brand ever since. I was really lucky enough to be their global ambassador for 8 years, mm-hmm. Helping develop products that you now see on their shelves. I took them backstage to Fashion Week. We did that amazing campaign with Kate.
Mm-hmm. That's how you got into
kind of
it.
I got into it.
Will you tell us, just for people who don't know, like we all have heard of self-tanner, but what is it exactly? Like what is happening to your skin when you put a self-tanner on?
So self-tanners come in many different forms, but they're predominantly plant-based from aloe and from a melatonin-type ingredient that will stain the skin. But also with the likes of Saint-Tropez, for instance, and I don't work with them any longer, but I still use them amongst other brands. And they're really good now, the brands that are coming through, because the technology is there. So what happens is they have technology built into the product that works with your skin. So if I put it on, Jess put it on, we would be completely different colors.
Right.
So it's not, you're not washing a color
like
a makeup.
It's not like a paint. Yeah.
No, it's
not. What's the deal with, I've heard, like back in the day when there were, like maybe in the early 90s and there were self-tanners, a lot of them had like DHA only as the self-tanning ingredient. And then I remember someone telling me like, oh, once they started using erythrolose, the colors got better. Mm-hmm. Do those two ingredients give different colors? Do you know what the...
They don't so much give different
colors. Why are they better now?
They're better now because they have better pigments. So what used to happen in the beginning was there wouldn't be a... For instance, Saint-Tropez were the first to champion green pigment.
And what does that mean, green pigment?
So a green pigment is introduced in the mix of the ingredients to make the tan, the self-tan.
It is a funkier color than some others in the tube.
But like as opposed to like what? Like a red pigment or a yellow pigment?
Well, green and red pigments are predominantly put in nowadays. But what they do is they counteract the orange color that the skin would go with just the DHA.
Oh.
So it's about introducing pigments to counteract the orange.
Okay. Okay. So those back in the day were probably just like pure DHA.
Yeah. I mean, I probably walked around pretty orange for a little while until
it's all we had.
It's learning as well, you know, and you learn that way.
And just because, you know, our listeners are all different colored skin tones, like what is the darkest your skin could be that you would still get a benefit from self-tanning?
You can have very, very dark skin or very, very pale skin. So from the whitest shade of pale to the darkest shade of pigment. Because what a tanning product will do is not only enhance your color and give you a glow and kind of give you a tan, but also evens out your skin tone.
Oh.
It adds, so for instance, if you have Asian skin, which can have a tendency to be quite gray or sallow in the winter, a self-tan will add a redness to the skin. So it will bring out all your natural glowing pigment.
Got it.
And with black skins or darker skin tones, it will even up the skin tone. And again, it will bring out those lovely natural red pigments in the skin. So make your skin glowing. It's not going to change the color of a darker skin. It will just enhance the tones.
That just made me want to go self-tan right now.
Do you self-tan year-round?
Yeah.
I mean, you have like a beautiful glowy skin.
Yeah, my skin's always tan.
Wait, before we get into more, one last question about this.
Okay.
The smell. Remember back in the day, I'm still stuck on the old ones, and I feel like a lot of women are, and they haven't come back to self-tanning because they're like freaked out. And you smell like weird burnt
toast saltine biscuit. To me, it reminds me of like wet newspaper.
Okay, well, yeah. On me, it was like a biscuit, you know, like
biscuits,
kind of wet biscuit. That's all changed now. There's a technology that they use, and it comes from air fresheners.
Uh-huh.
So it's called a nose technology. It's a space between the skin and the nose,
right.
Between the arm and the nose technology. So what happens is the chemicals that react on the skin, also when they're burst into the air, it changes the smell. The smell is still there, but you smell a different smell, like you do when you spray an air freshener.
Okay.
So that's one way of doing it. It's a really clever technology.
So it's masking it in a really good way, not just covering it up so you smell both, but just like you don't even...
like flowers and wet biscuits.
Yeah, it eliminates it. Flowers and a tiny crumb of a wet biscuit.
And I have another question about self-tanner.
Oh, I'm done with my old self-tanner. Right, onto the new.
Yeah. But like I've only self-tanned at home probably 3 times because each time and with like years in between them because it just never works out for me. I don't know. I try like, oh, this is the best new technology and somehow it always looks bad. So it's not the technology. It's not the products. It's me.
It's the application.
Okay, I'm the human error. Yeah,
sure.
The problem is me.
Yeah.
So I have like access to the best products in the world somehow.
Yeah, I've tanned you.
Oh, yeah, no, you've tanned me. Yeah. That looked amazing. Everybody was dying. But when I like use the products at home, somehow like I have an orange arm, like a nicely tanned arm. Yeah, streak.
Yeah.
What am I doing wrong? What is the number one mistake that people make when they tan at home?
They don't prep. It's really easy.
And what's the prep? Like, take us through it.
Okay, so you can't skip these because if you skip them, then patches happen or you get, you know, rolling or you miss a bit.
What's rolling?
It's a disaster. You know, when it kind of rolls into your skin because you've got dead skin sitting there.
So like a pilling kind of thing?
Like a pilling, yeah.
Okay, so what do we do?
It's imperative that you prep. So you must, first of all, you bathe and you do your hair removal, okay?
Okay.
So we have to go as far back as that.
Oh, yeah.
You have to do all your hair removal first, and then you exfoliate. You have to exfoliate all over.
Are we exfoliating with a scrub, a brush, like a buffer? Like, I want to get this right.
Okay, okay. We could do it in layers. So you can dry brush first. Okay. And then you get into the shower, you could use an exfoliating product in the shower. So I like a sugar and oil mix.
Oh, okay.
So because it's quite heavy.
I would think that it wouldn't be okay.
Because it would coat your skin or something.
Yeah.
Well, nah, but use a sugar oil mix first because it really works on the skin. And then you want to really shower that off.
Oh, okay? To get rid of all the oil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whereas normally you might not with that
you
kind
wouldn't.
Of scrub.
You'd leave it on, your skin would
but then
be
we
nice
got to get some
bouncy.
Body wash up in there.
Yeah. Okay.
So then you want to use maybe an exfoliating body wash on top of that. So then you've got really, really good smooth canvas skin. You want to concentrate on elbows, knees, hip bones, the décolletage, the neck. So all those areas where you've got more bone or heavier pieces of skin, you know, like around the knee. Hands as well. Hands are really tricky.
Okay.
And then you exfoliate in the shower again with it, like I said, like with a shower, exfoliating shower product. Dry the skin. Gently moisturize it with a lotion that doesn't have oil in it. So a moisturizing milk is really good.
Okay, milk.
Now, a lot of the tanning brands out there have products that will moisturize as well. So it's kind of an idea to maybe buy the moisturizer that goes along with the self-tanning product because you're keeping it in the family.
Oh, and I thought they were for afterwards to prolong it, but you like it a little bit before
you can
too.
Put a little bit before.
Okay.
Okay, a tiny bit because what you don't want to do is apply your tanning product onto really dry skin.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? You want to have a slight moisture. So you want to really...
I definitely had done it just like... slap it on because I thought that like is really going to give it a good grip.
It will give it a good grip, but it'll still grip more around the knees and the elbows and the hands. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's
you got a lube first, Jess.
Get a little slick going on there. Really gently massage that in, but let it absorb in, and then you want to apply your self tan. So I always say the easiest product to use in the ranges of self tan are mousse.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How come?
They're light, they're fluffy, they're aerated, they're easy to use, they're pliable, and they absorb quickly.
Okay.
Now, again, there are lots of products out there. I prefer one that has a guide color because then you can see what you're doing. It's almost like painting by numbers.
Yeah.
There are amazing ones that don't have the guide color, which means you can go to bed in white sheets and there's no guide color left in your
sheets. A guide color means like it doesn't go on clear, right?
Yeah, it goes on. You see like where you're applying it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
To me, that's the most foolproof way because you can see where you're going with it. Now, with regards to application of a mousse, you need to use an application mitt.
Okay, not just your hands.
Definitely not your hands. Otherwise, your palms are going to be really dark. It's really difficult to get off.
Okay.
And you won't apply it on one layer, wash your hands and redo it.
Yeah,
you just
that's
wouldn't
not
do that.
Yeah.
It's not realistic. So you must use an application mitt. It's about starting at the ankles and working up the legs.
So you don't do the tops of your feet?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh.
Not yet. So you start around
the ankle. I'm hearing all the mistakes you made coming
this
out.
This is
though.
Why it doesn't work. So you want to start the ankles and work up. And you want to work around the body, the natural contours of your body. So working around the legs and always working towards the heart because it increases the circulation and it's a better movement for the body.
Okay.
So up the legs, around the bum, around the tummy, the sides of the body, and then from the wrists, from the wrists all the way up around the shoulders, the chest area. And, you know, if you're really flexible, then you can get most of your back done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you're going to have to get some help.
Okay.
With the top middle section
well,
of Jess the back.
Has a fiancé now, so that's part of his new job.
Yes, it definitely is.
He doesn't know it yet.
Yeah, he does now. It's definitely part of his job. My kids do my back for me.
I love it.
12 and 13.
That is such an image.
And they're boys.
You're
they're
like upwards Mom. Motions. Mommy says upwards motions.
Yeah, they have it. They have it
swiftly,
done.
Swiftly.
You know, they're 12 and 13. They've probably been tanning my back since they were 4.
That's funny.
It's a good skill for them to have.
It's a great skill. As a boyfriend. Who can come to the table with tanning
skills.
That's
amazing.
Yeah. That's so funny. Do you have to be like really meticulous about getting every part?
You need to get every part, but it doesn't need to be completely blended in.
Okay.
But the thing with a tanning mitt is it will blend it in quite naturally for you. But don't be too meticulous on getting it so perfectly even like you would with a makeup. As long as you're completely covered.
Yeah.
Then the tan's going to start activating and working for you.
But I had like sleeves.
Okay.
Yeah.
The
like,
reason
it looked
you
like
have,
I was wearing mesh sleeves.
Yes, you will have because if you don't, the thing was with your feet and your hands. Sorry. So once you've done the whole of your body, you still have this application that's quite drenched in product now by this point. So that's when you sweep it over the back of your hands and the tops of your feet.
Just
and
with the extra.
With the
not
extra.
Not a whole new squirt of
no.
whatever.
With the extra. To be fair, my hands often get paler than the rest of my body, but that's because I'm working in oils and creams all day, every day.
It doesn't look that unnatural, though, as long as
it's
not like
doesn't
a straight line.
Well, a nice little tip or a hack for moving forward with that. So maybe you're into day 3 of your tan, let's say, and your hands are starting to fade like mine's do because I wash them all the time. It's always good to have a gradual tan product. To keep. And a gradual tan is a mix of moisturizer and a lower amount of DHA so that you can build a really soft tan if you're stepping into the tanning arena for the first time. It's a nice product to use. But it's also a really great product to use to keep putting on your hands and your face and your feet because your hands and your face, especially the tan, will come off quicker.
Right. You're washing your face, you're washing your hands.
Yes. So
like
every night you can put a little bit of gradual tan on your hands.
That's a
because
good
it's subtle.
Tip. That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
And how long, like, because I, you know, like I said, I have this self-tanner, like this one that was like the best, that I had the most success and I used success very lightly.
Which one was it?
It was actually the Saint-Tropez, the drops for the face.
Okay.
So, because that was pretty easy. I mixed it with the moisturizer, but I've had it for a couple of years. How long do self-tanner things last?
You want to purchase a new one.
Every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't want to keep it longer than that. It will tell you, it will have its shelf life. Most of the tanning products will have their shelf life on the box.
Yeah.
You want to stick to that because the DHA will start to play bad.
Yeah. I'm just picturing like
are those
coming
still in your house?
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get you some new drops, I think.
Yeah, let's get you some new I mean, there is some really great new stuff on the market as well, especially if you want to use drops. And there's water now as well. I'm using a product called Tan Lux.
I was just about to say, have you heard of this brand called Tan Lux? It looks very intriguing to me.
They're a great brand. There's lots of reasons I like that. One, they do the, you can lay in white sheets and don't have guide colors. So that's nice for those that are familiar with tanning and you're really, you know what you're going to be doing, so you're confident. But they have a water, which is nice because you can use it through a spray gun. So for me, if I'm doing a professional tan and I don't need the guide color because I'm so good at what I'm doing. For if I'm putting on my celebrities, then that's a win-win situation for them.
I'm glad you brought this up because the whole time you were describing that, I was picturing you doing those actions on your celebrity clients. But sometimes you use a gun too?
More than often I use the gun, but sometimes some of my clients, we work on a mousse and mitt. So I am, massaging.
Mousse and mitt situation.
Mousse and mitt.
Okay, so when you're tanning someone for a photo shoot or for like they hired you for an event or something, like are you ever in, where are you? Like, do you just get naked with people in random spaces like around the world?
Well, I don't take my clothes off, Lori. But they get naked,
it must be a very intimate moment. Like, have you ever had a new client? Like, how do you make someone feel comfortable? Like, because a lot of women are nervous about the spa situations because of that reason.
Yeah, they are. I think because I've been working in a spa situation for a long time, I make them comfortable really quickly.
How?
I become like them, you know, I want them to feel as comfortable as possible. And I think predominantly if you're dealing with women, I think they like to have a woman tan them because they're a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah.
I don't know what I do. I have no rules to it, but they just are comfortable with me. You know,
what's the weirdest place you've had to like go tan someone though?
Backstage at the Oscars was quite weird.
That's a last minute request.
Yeah, doesn't it take time for develop?
So here's the thing. With me, I do two types of tanning for these type of people. I will tan them with a self-tanner, but also there are amazing one-night-only products that will
like body bronzing.
Yeah. So a lot of the time I'm touching up or, it's very last minute and they've discovered that actually they need cover. So I'll go.
So like text you 911 backstage at the Oscars.
And you come with like your tanning kit and like a little gun and you're like, I'm here.
Yeah.
And come you set up a little shower thing?
Set up a little thing. Well, I have a pop-up tent, which is black. But you know what? Here's the thing about my pop-up tent. So I've been using it for 18 years and I can never fold it back down.
It pops up, it figures it out.
I've left about, I probably in the last 18 years, I've maybe left 10 of them at events.
There's like weird black balloon tents just standing around. People are like, what's
that
thing?
That's really funny.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove. Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Tips from your clients. That's what I wanted to know too. You work with all these amazing women. Yeah. Have they ever taught you anything about skincare or facials? Like, what are the best tips you've gotten from your
clients? I think I was talking earlier to someone.
AKA, what does Kate Moss say? Yeah,
no, I'm not telling you that.
Okay, whoever. I'm sure you've gotten lots of tricks.
I think I am a bit of an information sharer, but because I absorb lots of information from my clients. I mean, all I do is talk to women all day about everything from menopause to infection to skincare to
what's going on in their lives.
Their lives. So it's amazing the amount of information you actually share that are skin tips that you're not really aware of while you're having the conversation. Yeah. So I've learned loads and loads of stuff.
Like you were talking about probiotics and how good they are for you. Did you find that out yourself or was that?
Well, that I found out myself because I got very sick this year. But to be fair, it would probably came from a client originally saying that, in fact, it did. It did come from a client because she had been quite poorly and they couldn't figure out what was wrong with her and her skin was breaking out, which is why she was seeing me. And then we got around to the whole point of gut health and her skin changed completely with good, nice topical nourishing treatments, but really probiotics, healthy gut. Because it makes healthy new skin inside.
Wait, what did we just learn about sauerkraut? Someone was telling us we needed to eat.
I think it was Bobby Brown.
Are you into sauerkraut or do we have to buy our probiotics?
I think you need to buy your probiotics. And I don't know about sauerkraut because I'm not au fait with that. But I do know about celery.
What does celery do?
Celery is like the superfood.
Really?
A superfood.
I always thought that it was just mostly water. It's just good for a crunch.
People think that, right? Or you think... Or you're told, I remember being told when I was younger, eat celery because you burn more calories.
A negative calorie
than
you do. Yeah. I didn't want to encourage anyone who's on that bandwagon. But yes, I've heard that too.
I heard that. So my point was I'd heard it and I went, celery's not for me. But I've subsequently learned that it's a superfood. It's one of the most beneficial vegetables for inflammation. And we all know that if we have inflammation in our body, it causes sickness and disease.
Yeah.
So
not to mention acne. which is my issue.
And loads.
I should be eating more celery.
Yeah.
I actually do like celery. Like, it's a weird food. It makes my teeth tingle.
Do you know what I heard? You have to peel it like a carrot so it doesn't have those strings. Did you know that?
But that's when you start getting the strings.
No, you peel off that outer layer and then it's like fancy. At Blackberry, they had celery crudité and it had none of the stringy business because they peeled it.
Really?
Sorry, that was my own tip. We're sharing information.
You see, I juice it personally.
Oh, you juice it and it's still good.
Okay. I have 4 sticks in the morning as a shot drink and it's done.
I'm going to try that.
Okay.
Or if you're ordering a green smoothie or a green juice, make sure they put the celery in it as the top ingredient and then you're good.
Wow. Screw the kale.
Screw the kale.
It's all about celery now.
We should talk about facials, yes. Huh?
Yeah.
Now, you are very much known for your facials. They are so memorable. Because
wait, are you the lady that gets in people's mouths?
Yep.
I didn't realize that was you. I've heard about you. This is, people go to London, they come back and they're like, the lady, she put her hands in her mouth.
I have to say, I knew that what I was in for, but I love them because I leave and I feel like my face has been like vacuumed out and my head has been like, everything feels lighter. Mm-hmm. And I definitely do feel like very sculpted when I leave.
Sure.
Where did you learn this? What is going on? What is the logic behind this? You're the only person I let their fingers like go up open my mouth.
I know, it's
besides
amazing.
The dentist.
I mean, my fingers have been in many, many people's mouths. So, you know, my story when I finish this is going to be quite good. I'm very lucky. But again, people trust me, I guess. And I've been doing this a long time. I have a degree in human anatomy and biology because I wanted to be a pathologist. But then I really discovered that I didn't want to work with dead people. I wanted to work with people that were alive. It was more my forte.
Us too.
Yeah, right? Just a little bit more fun. Mm-hmm. And the pathology was amazing. And I learned so much about the human body and about skin tissue. Anyway, then I went to Asia and I was living with some of my family. And I met this yogi massage healer. Who was quite amazing to me. He worked predominantly in the cancer wards in Indonesia, actually, in Malaysia. And I pestered him to become his apprentice. So I worked with him for a year, and he used to massage and heal cancer patients that were in remission, that were ongoing treatment, but also that were dying, so that they passed over peacefully without taking pain with them. So he intrigued me, and he worked inside their mouth. So I learned a lot of technique from him. And because I can do a little bit of healing, and it's part of what I've always done, he introduced this whole technique of massage to me. And then I tweaked it and made it more beauty orientated.
At this point, did you think you were going to be a facialist, or you were just interested in, so you came in from the healing to being a facialist?
Yeah. I mean, I always done facials and massage and kind of, you know, when I was little, I used to, I tell my mom the dog was sick and put my hands on the dog. So it was always, it was the freaky kid in the street. But then I kind of wanted to work in beauty. So I didn't want to be a makeup artist.
Yeah.
As amazing and gorgeous and lovely as that is as a job, I wanted to be in skin. So I carved that job for myself within the fashion industry because I worked as a manicurist on editorial and advertising campaigns and with the agent I still have today. But really wanted to carve the skincare out of it. So obviously on every shoot I was on, I'd offer to do facials, which is where my celebrity clients came from. Mm-hmm. And I'd work with all the makeup artists so that they understood what I was doing. And I really, going back to the Malaysia thing, what I saw from his practice was how relaxed and youthful and calm his patients were, but also the lift that they got on their face.
You're like, but really, you look younger.
Right? I could do something with this.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I know there are other treatments like Bacal, and there is different massage movements in the mouth. But the one
You said Bacal?
Bacal, B-U-C-C-A-L. It's a type of massage that works inside the mouth. But it's very much about drawing down and removing.
No.
We're all about lifting and releasing. So I just developed and developed, and you know, I used my mom and my sister and my girlfriends, and I really worked hard on it.
Are there particular face oils that you like to use?
Yeah, there are quite a few.
What do you like?
I like So I also was ambassador for the Sanctuary Spa in Covent Garden. They have an amazing facial oil, which I used in my kit before I was with them and since subsequently, since I'm no longer their ambassador. It's called Therapist Secret Facial Oil. It's a really good mix of oils, and I use it on most of my clients.
What are like the carrier oils that are in it?
So the carrier oils are rice oil, which is very good.
That's an expensive one, but yeah.
You know why? Because it's got tiny molecules. So rice oil drops deeper into the skin, so delivers more efficaciously.
Than like a jojoba or something?
Jojoba is really good too.
Okay.
So they have a lot of mixes. But I also really like Elemis. Doing amazing. They do a superfood oil, which is really good.
Oh, that's the one you use with the broccoli.
Yes, the broccoli.
Me too. Does it have so celery, good. Guys? Like, come on.
No, but you're eating celery while you're massaging your face.
Your broccoli
it's
oil.
Fine. You're multitasking on the veg.
Okay. I want some of that.
That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. Caudalie, the French brand, Declior have really good oils. You want something that's not a dry oil because it tends to go quite sticky if you keep massaging it in. You don't want anything too heavy. So sometimes coconut oil, as amazing as it is, it's a little too heavy to do the massage on your face at night. It's great for the body, great for your hair, and great if you're using it in the daytime.
Right.
So it's something that's specifically for the face.
Got it. What else do you like to use? We don't let anybody
leave
without.
Yeah.
Certainly.
What's on the stash?
I have tons of stuff in the stash. So I'm loving Suzanne Kaufmann, which is an Austrian brand. Mm-hmm. Really love her products. Very organic, but really make an impact on the skin. She has a new SPF, which is quite something that I'm liking. I also like Omorovisa, which is...
Is that how you say that?
Omorovisa, as in a pizza, more pizza.
You know what? Thank God.
But they're Hungarian, right?
It took me 6 months.
It's like Omorovitskova in my head.
I'm like,
horrible.
I just don't say it.
I always want to say Omoroviska. Omoroviska. But it's Omorovisa, as in pizza. Omorovitsa.
Okay.
They're an amazing brand. I'm really loving this. They do a great... copper peel that's in two phases. It's for retail, so it's not, you know, it's not super, super strong, but it comes in two separate pouches and you massage it on your face for 2 minutes.
So to me,
that works. Yeah, 2 minutes.
I like a quick
You're in and out, right? So that's a really nice brand. Let me see. Always Laura.
Well, can I ask you about your lashes? As you're like telling me all this, you're batting your eyes and I'm like, her lashes are amazing. What mascara do you have on?
I have on a burgundy or maroon colored YSL.
Burgundy mascara. Makes your green eyes look green.
That's why I wear it.
It totally works.
Black's too harsh for me.
And what's on the cheeks? What kind of highlight do we have here?
Okay, so today I'm wearing Charlotte Tilbury's. Is it the
I
goddess?
I love how you're keeping it European with a lot of these brands.
Well, you know.
It's your hometown girl. Okay, so what's Charlotte
she's
product?
She's a friend.
Okay.
So I'm very fortunate that she does gift me some things. Mm-hmm. So this is the Goddess bronzing kit, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got a nice light highlighter to
it. It's really pretty.
But also I'm wearing underneath that just shines through. Dr. Lancer have done a skin perfector with a tint to it called Danny. D-A-N-I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got that in Toronto last week, actually, so I'm hoping it's here. I would imagine it is.
We have Lancer's products. I've never heard of that one, but I'm going to go check it out.
It's like a bronze color pump.
So it's like a tinted moisturizer.
With skin benefits. So it's a skin perfector.
Like a lot of, what do you call them? Big boys? No. Radicals.
The radicals are the big boys.
Yeah, they are
the radicals are the big boys.
Got it.
Wow. Okay, one last one.
Yeah.
What's the shadow?
This?
Yeah.
MAC.
Okay.
And I'm not a big MAC girl, actually. Not for any reason.
Yeah.
I found it in the bottom of my kit bag. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm wearing it.
That's okay.
But it's all about
it's
aubergines.
It's oldie but a goodie.
Yeah. Okay.
It's aubergines and kind of maroons. Yeah.
You got a lot of
those
tips.
Colors will work for you with your green eyes.
I'm just like stealing all of your stuff
right
now. Maybe next time you see me, I'll be very tan.
Maybe.
And sculpted. Right? This has been awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love.
To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.